Senate Bill 367 would prohibit the sale and use of polystyrene containers in the state. Representatives from the House Judiciary and Consumer Protection Committees heard from a packed room of supporters and opponents. A number of business and restaurant associations say the bill will hurt small businesses. Victor Lim is with the Hawaii Restaurant Association.
The restaurants that are using the styrofoam containers are the small mom and pop, especially the ethnic restaurants, purely for the performance criteria as well as the cost. And for Oahu, as far as the waste stream, everything goes to H Power. And so to me, we took the position that a blanket ban really doesn't make sense for the state.
Others who oppose the measure say the state needs to make sure the polystyrene does not enter the environment. However, some businesses support a ban, saying they found alternatives. Hideki Kimukai spoke on behalf of Natsuko Takeda, a coffee shop owner in Waikiki who no longer uses styrofoam cups.
By reducing the to-go cups, she's saving a lot of money. She's saving money for customers and she's saving the planet as well.
Committee members also heard testimony on SB 522, which would ban various plastic goods and create a working group to reduce plastics. The committees deferred the first measure, but pass the second with amendments, stripping it so it only establishes a plastic reduction working group. The Senate and House will still need to work out any of their differences in conference committees at a later time. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.